in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Get on my toes. Well, glory.
Thank you.
You need some glasses, man?
Thank you,
Master. Hallelujah. Amen, Brother Joe.
Liberty Temple.
Yes,
amen. It's so good to see you once again in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Boy, we have had a time. Last Saturday, we kicked off the church anniversary with jazz on the parking lot.
Yeah,
right. Baby, it was hot out there.
Yeah.
It was hot. It was draining hot.
That's
but
right.
Guess what? We had so much fun.
Yeah.
We didn't realize how tired we was until it was over with and done.
Yeah.
And then we was like dragging. And then we came in Sunday, we got revived with the word, Pastor Gardner and Pastor Rutherford and Pastor Cheeks and Pastor Keys and Pastor McTeer and Reverend Grant. Like Pastor said, you have yet to get the whole series.
Yeah, man.
Amen. You just can't just get one. You know, like Lay's chip, you can't just have one.
Yeah.
You can't just have one minister to look at or to listen to.
Yeah.
It's a ministry. Yeah. And that's what we're here to support, the ministry, not the ministers. Amen?
Amen.
So, that's what we're going to do. So, once Brother Andy get it all together and tell us, well, how much is it cost? Because you didn't say that.
Ain't no cost.
Ooh. Okay, help me understand. When they say it's no cost, does that mean, what does that mean?
Free.
Oh, okay, I was just wondering.
Y'all know me by now. I take out the round bell heart. Figure that out.
Bring it.
Really, Brother Joe, say bring it.
That's
right. If you guys would be so kind to bow your heads and to just pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, our iniquities, transgressions, anything that we thought, said and did that was not pleasing to you. Forgive us, Lord. We're still human, but we're striving to be you in your image. As I go forth to minister to your people today, Heavenly Father, use me so that they may see you in me. Let them be encouraged. Let them be motivated. Let them be inspired to go on to do your will continually. We love you. We are nothing without you. We give you all the honor, glory, and praise, for it's in your precious Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let me explain to you the purpose of my moment with you. Amen.
Amen.
We went on family reunion and to Wisconsin, and we were driving home, and it was a very, very, very bad storm. So this is where God spoke to me, and this is what I want to share with you. So I'm going to be coming out of Proverbs chapter 3. And it's going to be verses 1 through 6. So a couple of things I want to share with you about Proverbs. I love the book of Proverbs. It is awesome. Most Proverbs are short, compact statements that express truths about human behavior.
Yeah.
Many proverbs, in fact, describe the consequences of a particular action or character trait. Back in those days, in the biblical days, acquiring wisdom and knowing how to avoid the pitfalls of folly led to personal well-being, happy family relationships, fruitful laborers, and good standing in the community. The purpose of wisdom is to give common sense to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young, and help the wise to become wiser. Such godly wisdom is a virtual tree of life that yields the happy life that God fashioned the creation to produce. Major collection of proverbs were addressing the human situations, relationships, and responsibilities, offering insight, wisdom, warning, and instructions, and counsels, along with frequent motivations to heed them. The reader of Proverbs is strongly encouraged to move honestly, integrity, diligence, kindness, generosity, readiness to forgive, trustworthiness, patience, humility, cheerfulness, loyalty, temperance, self-control, and the consideration of consequences that flow from attitude, choices, and or actions.
All right.
Just for a moment, y'all know that's in the New Testament, and it's in the Beatitudes and the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
So it just didn't start in the New. It was working all the way back then in the Old. Amen?
Amen.
Human observation and experience have taught the wise that a certain order is in place in God's creation, and that is us. Although Proverbs is more practical than theological, God's work as creator is especially highlighted. Proverbs provides instruction on how to live wisely and successfully in the fear of the Lord within the theocratic arrangement. The fear of the Lord includes reverence for, trust in, and commitment to the Lord and His will as disclosed in His creation and as revealed in His word. So, that is some background on Proverbs. And if I would title this, this would be titled The Path of Life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The path of life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, for the first chapters 1 through 9, Proverbs addresses the young. So you can look at it as a teacher addressing a pupil, a mother addressing her child. But for our biblical purposes, it was really David and the elders addressing Solomon.
Yep.
He was giving him some information on how he is going to carry out to be a prince and later on to be the king.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this was instructions that he needed to have. And as our young, as mothers, this is instructions that we need to give our children.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
And as a teacher, these are instructions that you need to give a pupil. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So, starting with the first verse. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. So as we stated before, my son, that's who we are addressing. You're addressing your child, a pupil. David was addressing Solomon. Now, it says, forget not my law. And the law, we're talking about the teachings, what you have learned in previously. As our mind comes and goes, we forget things. But that's why he said, but let thy heart keep my commandments. Because if it's in your heart, you got to guard it.
Amen.
You got to protect it. You got to do whatever it takes. Your commandments, those are the instructions. And what is their instruction? To fear the Lord.
Yeah.
If you fear the Lord, If you have reverence for the Lord, you're going to do whatever it takes to make sure it pleases God. Amen? So we get caught up in our minds sometimes that we forget what we're supposed to do from the heart.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Understand something. This book is about wisdom. In order to ascertain true wisdom, you have to justify God and condemn oneself.
Amen.
Deny yourself.
Come on,
man. Condemn yourself.
Yeah, right.
You're justifying God. That's true wisdom.
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let's go on to verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. The length of days, your length, long life, peace, all of these are added to you by you doing what God has instructed you to do. You are to go out to carry the message. You are to be the messenger. You are to tell everyone what God has done for you.
Yes.
You are to be a witness. You are to stand up and be a witness.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Obedience is commended and shows prolonged life.
Yes.
So as long as we are being obedient, we'll be able to live a little longer.
Right.
Now understand something. They tell you that it's prolonged life, but it's not so much as in numbers.
Right.
It's in the quality.
Come on.
All right, God.
It's in the importance.
Yeah.
It's in the substance of what you bring, what your life is. Now, in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9 through 14, and write that down, you don't have to go there. This is what Solomon and the Lord our God had the conversation that he had. He went and prayed. He asked him, what is it that you want? He said, I want wisdom. I want to be able to discern right from wrong for your people. That's what he asked for. And then asking for that, God told him, I'm going to give you all that you want and then some. And I'm going to prolong your life as long as you do. You keep my commandments.
Yeah.
You keep my statutes.
Yeah.
You keep my order.
Yeah.
He's going to give you more life.
Yeah.
Now, and then we have to stop looking at our life as longevity in the numbers. It's the quality of life that we need to be concerned with.
Yeah.
Because when you leave here, you have a sunrise and a sunset. But what did you do in that dash?
Yeah.
Amen.
That is what people want to know. That is what people will be able to say about you.
Yeah.
Between your sunrise and your sunset, there's a dash there.
Yeah.
What life did you live? What quality of life did you bring here?
Yeah.
What are you leaving?
Amen.
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 All right.
Now let's go on to verse 3. Verse 3 says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So we don't ever want to leave love and mercy, because that's loving kindness. That's who we are. That's what we was created to do. We was created to show mercy. We was created to offer love and kindness.
Yeah.
We was created to be sincere from our hearts.
Yeah.
This is what we were created for.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what God had in mind when he created each and every one of us. And even though Adam failed, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Guess what? We were still created.
Yeah.
I was created about 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Pastor was created about 60 years ago. But he still had the thought process in mind when you were created in your mother's womb.
Amen.
Still, that is still what God has in mind for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And that's not too, and it says, let not mercy and truth, honesty, sincerity. Forsake thee. That means don't you leave it. Don't you abandon it. Don't you turn away from it. Don't you forget about it. Because that will follow you all the days of your life. That is something that you take with you. That's why he says right here to bind it around thy neck. Now, it's not something. Now, when they were talking about binding them around your neck, back in the old days, Israelites, the Jews, when they got ready to pray, they had a, I don't want to mess this word up, but it's called a phylactery. And what this was a prayer band that they either had on their forehead or in their hand, and they used this when they was getting ready to pray. Every time that they were getting ready to pray, whether it was in the morning, or noon, or afternoon, this is what they had with them, and what they, God commanded them to do this. This was a requirement. You had to have this on every time. The Jews had to have this on every time they got ready to pray. That's why it says here in Proverbs, bind it around your neck. That means your love and mercy and your kindness, your truth and your honesty, bind it around your neck. Put it on, put a stamp on your forehead. Yeah. So when people see you coming, they see love.
Amen. Yeah.
They see mercy.
Amen.
They see sincerity.
Yeah. Yeah.
They see honesty.
Amen.
They see truth.
Yeah.
When you see, when they see you coming, that's what they're supposed to see.
Amen.
That's why it says that's here to bind it around your neck.
Amen.
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 Write it and to write them on the table of thy heart.
Yeah.
Now, remember back in Exodus when God wrote the commandments on a tablet. Well, that's what a table is. On the tablet of your heart.
Yeah.
So it's inscribed in there. It is in there and it's not coming off.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay? It is not going to be erased. You can't take it off. And that's what it is, the table of your heart. The tablet of your heart.
Yeah.
It's inscribed in your heart, which means you will never be able to remove it. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, moving on to verse 4. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Now, in verse 4, this understanding is talking about insight. It's talking about a deep perception and awareness, intuition, comprehension, really getting a clear understanding of what this purpose of your life is.
Yeah.
Really getting a clear understanding of the path that you are supposed to be taking.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And that is, so when you find favor, you're finding favor in God because you are searching the depths of his word.
Yeah.
You're getting into his word.
Yeah.
Now, the God here that they're finding favor in, God here, they're talking about God Elohim.
All right.
The God, the Son.
Yeah.
The true living word.
Amen.
With the creature formed to create. John 1:1, which says,
go quick.
Amen. Amen. Now, and it also speaks about later on him in the human form when he came to redeem us, John 1:14. And it talks about how Jesus has come back to redeem us in the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When they talk, when they talk about man here, you're going to find favor in God, Elohim, Jesus Christ, because that's who he's talking about.
Yeah.
They're talking about God the Son. Who is God the Son?
Jesus.
Hello. Amen. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Say it again. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to find favor in God. You also going to find favor in man. Mankind.
Like I said, when you're walking, you got this big stamp on your forehead. And when they see you, that's what they're going to see. They have you noticed when you're around and then people just want to talk to you? They just want to be able to share something with you? You at the grocery store and you're talking about, I don't know, tomatoes. And then just your spirit lifts them up and they just want to keep talking. And then they'll go from potatoes, tomatoes, to potatoes, to cucumbers. And you're like, I gotta go, I gotta go. But it's such a blessing. We were in Walmart, and a gentleman came up to us, and he lived in the neighborhood probably 70 years ago on the west side. And he says, wow, you sure have a sweet tooth. And I was like, no, we're getting things to feed the homeless. Wow. Really? So, and then that just snowballed. And it just went on and on and on. Now, we didn't go in there and say, we're going to feed the homeless, y'all. No, we didn't. It just sparked up a conversation. And Pastor walked away, and then he came back and got me because I was sitting there listening.
We got to go.
But at the end of the conversation, he said, thank you for doing what you do. So, and it was not, and understand something, we don't do this to get man's accolades. We do this to get the Lord's accolades. But as it states right here in 4, it says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Exactly. Amen. So you're walking around letting your little light shine. You don't even know it. Amen.
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 Now, verse 5. It says, trust. Jesus. Trust. Means to confide. Now, understand something. Trust in the Old Testament means to confide in. Trust in the New Testament means to believe.
Yes, it does. Amen.
Okay? You're believing that the Lord is going to do what he said he already going to do. And he is.
Yes. Yes.
But before Jesus Christ came, in the Old Testament, the word trust means to confide. You had to be secure without fear that he was going to do what he was going to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, trust in the Lord with some of thine heart. I'm sorry. All thine heart, right? Okay, so the Lord here, they're talking about Jehovah. And it's a covenant that you have with Jehovah in the Old Testament. And it's so exciting because, you know, God has so many different names. Amen?
Amen.
So when they're talking about the Lord here, they're talking about Jehovah and the covenant relationship that he has with his created beings.
All right.
Now, And the other names that they gave him was the Eternal.
Right.
The Immutable One. And listen about this. The Immutable One, you know what that means? That means he does not change. He cannot change. He will never, ever change. Never, ever change. We don't want to be changing. We all acting brand new and stuff. He hasn't changed. It's us. We don't leave. He don't leave, we leave.
Right.
He ain't left us. He has never left us nor forsaken us. We the one that leave and come back, leave and come back, leave and come back. Acting like he has one of our boyfriends or something. Cut that out. We got to cut that out. We do. We got to cut that out.
That was funny.
And I say that because I used to do it. I'm not trying to say nothing.
I
I talk to myself first before I talk to anybody else. Trust me, I'm looking at this man in the mirror here. Amen. So, lean not on the Lord with some of thy heart.
All
thy heart. Okay, all thy heart. Now, they give you some illustrations here on how great men trusted the Lord. Jehovah, the immutable one, the eternal, with all thine heart. I want you to write these scriptures down because these are awesome stories. Don't turn to it, but write them down because they're awesome stories. Okay? Genesis 24, 1 through 8. Abraham is about to die. And he goes to his head servant and he says, I want you to make a pact with me. I want you to promise me that you will find a wife for my son Isaac that is of equally yoked. Do not find a woman that's not of this land. Go back to the homeland and find a woman for wife, for Isaac. I'm sorry.
Right.
A wife for Isaac. Promise me that. Abraham believed God will be able to use Isaac to carry on what he had planned for him. That was the belief that he had because God told him that wherever he sent him to that land, he would be able to give it to his descendants, his offspring. And Abraham believed him for that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And also, he also believed, Abraham also knew that God had given, it was a blessing, let me just say this, it's a blessing to have a wife that's wise. Spank it. Genesis 24, 12 through 27. And I tell you to write these down because these are good stories. These are nice stories in the Old Testament. Eleazar, he's the chief servant of Abraham. Now, he was sent to go find Abraham a wife. So, Eleazar, he was like, well, what if I can't find her one? Do I come back here and get her one? He was like, no. Don't come back here and get one from here. Right. You go where I sent you to go.
Right.
So, Eleazar prayed with all thy heart, believing that Lord God was going to show him who Isaac's wife was. Now, I'm not going to reveal the story, but it's a really cute love story.
Yeah.
Y'all know who Isaac's wife is, right?
Yeah.
Who is she?
Rebecca! Come on. I told you it's good reading, good stories. Amen. Jephthah, he was a mighty warrior. And check this out. I didn't give you the book. Judges 11:11. Okay? Gilead was his father. And his mother was a prostitute. So when he got older, his brothers cast him out. Okay? Now, here's the thing. Where his trust came in at was that he was a mighty warrior, a statue. But they wanted to fight his old family. So what they did was they went back to him. The elders went back to him and said, please, can you come back home? And he was like, y'all didn't want me then.
Right.
Now you're all up on me, right? So, but they told him, we're not going to act any other kind of way. We apologize. Please come back because we need somebody to help fight the Ammonites. He prayed to God. God delivered him. They was able to defeat the Ammonites. Amen?
Amen.
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 First Samuel 30:6-8. Now we're talking about David. Now David, a couple of his wives got captured, and his men's wives got captured too. Now his men was ready to stone him. And he went to God and said, look, bring me the ephod. God, if you want me to fight, I will fight. Please tell me that we will be delivered. And God said, you will be delivered. You will win the fight. Bless you. You will win the fight and you will be delivered. Amen. Amen. And they were getting ready to fight the Cushites. Nope, not the Cushites. That's the next king, Asa. King Asa, 2 Chronicles 14, 9 through 15. King Asa.
I'm not going to
okay. King Asa, he was a man also after God's heart. And what he did was he rested in God's bosom because he followed his statutes. And when he was getting ready to fight the Cushites, God was there with him and delivered them out of the Cushites. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And then you have Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, 2 Kings 18, 4 through 7 through 1937. Hezekiah also was in the land of Judah. He was the king of Judah. And he also had favor on the Lord as well. These are awesome stories so that you will know that these men were not perfect by no means whatsoever.
Right, right.
But they trusted in the Lord with Amen. All thine heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And then the last one is Nehemiah. Well, you know who Nehemiah is. Nehemiah 1 and 4 through 2 and 8. Nehemiah was responsible, and he wasn't nothing but a cupbearer, but he was a man after God's heart. And what he asked his king was, can I go back and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem? Showing favor. God had favor on him, and the king had favor on him as well. Allowed him to go passage through all of those other towns and countries and cities so that he can go back to his own hometown and rebuild his wall. Nobody in this understand. None of us are perfect. None of us are. We all have faults. We all have fallen down. But love the Lord with all thy heart.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, so David challenged Solomon to serve God with all of his heart through his devotion.
Yes.
And lean not unto thy own understanding. Everybody, that's everybody's favorite. My favorite 5 and 6.
Amen.
That's my favorite. Understanding in this scripture, in this verse, and remember verse 4, it was different. Verse 5 is talking about discernment. That's your understanding, the ability to judge well. Recognizing the difference between one thing and another, right and wrong. Now, you can't be a superhero. If you were a superhero, then there would be no need for God. So we need to stop walking around life with our job, with our children, with our spouses, significant others, trying to be a superhero. You cannot do everything. You cannot make everything right. We have to have something to lean on, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If we lean on our superheroes, we don't have no need to be calling on the Lord, do we? We would call a superhero. Super Dennis, I'm going to need you to get some money together and pay these bills and the taxes. And I need a new car, too. That's Super Dennis. That's my hero. We have to stop thinking like that. Because people, and trust me, a lot of people have good intentions. They do. They say, well, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But, you know, stuff happens. It didn't just happen to you. So don't get mad if someone says, well, I'm sorry, I was going to do that, but something happened. Don't get mad.
Right.
Amen.
Because their heart was in the right place.
Amen.
They wanted to do it, but they couldn't do it. Just like you were in the situation, they can get in the situation too.
That's right.
So we can't hold them accountable. Stop making man your superhero.
Yeah.
Right.
Man is not your superhero.
No.
We lean on to God, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That is who our superhero is. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In other words, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. We cannot be sitting I'm staying in my lane too. Sometimes I try to be the one that work it all out, and then I wear my heart on my sleeves, and I get all disappointed because I felt as though they didn't receive it the way they should have received it. And I had to learn that. Stop that.
Yeah.
What I was doing from my heart.
That's right.
Don't be sitting up there getting mad on somehow somebody received it. You say, thank you, Lord, for using me as a vessel to be a blessing to someone. That's what we're supposed to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, 6. In some ways, we should always. Always, in all thy ways, acknowledge him.
Amen.
All thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge means accept. Accept him. Confess to him. Recognize who he is. That's what we're doing when we acknowledge him. Ever be mindful of God and Jesus and serve him at all times. With a willing heart.
Yes.
A willing heart.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he shall. Not that he has to. Because he is who he is.
That's
right.
But I guarantee you. If you do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
He's going to definitely do what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, even when we don't do what we're supposed to do. Sometimes we find him doing things that we didn't think he should do for us. Amen?
Right.
Amen. That's where that mercy and grace come in at.
Yeah.
Right. Mercy, that's withheld punishment. Grace, that's unmerited favor. We didn't deserve it. And we should have got beat down for it. But thank you, Jesus, for mercy and your grace. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. So, and it says, he shall direct thy path.
Amen.
Direct, rightly defined.
Amen.
What's pleasing and righteous to God. He will remove the obstacles from your pathway and bring you to your appointed goal. Let me say that one more time. He will remove the obstacles from your pathway.
Come on now.
And bring you to your what? Appointed goal. Now let me share with you the story that would prompt this. We were coming back from Wisconsin, and it was a very, very, very bad storm. When I say very, very bad storm, it was one of those storms that you needed to pull over and have a seat until it passed over.
That's right.
That was one of those storms they had. But it was late, and I had been tired of driving, and you know when you go anywhere in a convoy, you done had enough of the people that you was in the convoy with. So you just want to get away from everybody as quickly as possible. You can't get home fast enough. So, but I was driving, and I said, Lord, I don't want to stop. I said, but show me the way. So you know, at nighttime when you're driving, you see the red headlights.
Yeah.
So I saw the red headlights, but it was this because it was raining so hard. But let me show you how awesome God is.
Yes.
You know when you know the sign that says where there's thundering where there's thunder, there's lightning. Well, actually, it's the other way around. It is when there's lightning, it's lightning first, the thunder comes second.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, we didn't hear any thunder. We didn't hear no thunder on that road. And it was bad. We was coming 94 from Chicago. It was bad. We didn't hear not land thunder.
Man.
But the lightning, baby, it lit up. My pathway was so clear. I drove. I brought it all the way home.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. He showed my path. My goal was to get home. And he removed all obstacles out of the way. Other people, they was driving, they was creeping and driving slow and everything. And I was like, then I had to slow down because my daughter was behind me and she wasn't driving fast enough for me. But the Lord just cleared the path. Every time the lightning came up, when you know when cars pass you by and it's real dark up there ahead and you need to put your bright lights on, I did not have to use my bright lights because every time, it was like every minute, every 30 seconds, it was lightning. Lighting my way till I got home, till I got to some light. Amen. Story. Let me tell y'all this one. Man, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane praying, Lord, if it's your will, remove this cup from me.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this. They ungrateful, they done dogged me, they done lied on me and everything. I don't want to do this. That's the human side of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's Jesus being human. Like us. Remove this cup. They ungrateful anyway. They don't deserve it. But the heavenly side, the divine divinity of who he is and where he came from, said, but if it's your will, let it be done. Jesus had a path of life here on earth for us. He had to show us this path of life in the human form.
Amen.
Your path, all of our paths are predestined.
Amen.
They're all predestined. Your path is predestined.
Yes.
My path is predestined. Your path is predestined.
Right.
Jesus Christ's path was predestined.
Yes.
What was he supposed to do? He was supposed to come down here and show us how to do this thing.
Yeah.
How to live right.
That's right.
How to act right.
Come on.
How to reverence and fear the Lord.
Amen.
How to treat your neighbors right.
Yeah.
That's what, that is what we're supposed to do. Now, everybody has a different path. But Pastor Arnese, we all got the what? The same purpose.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
We all got the same purpose.
That's right.
We all do. And what Jesus Christ done for us, can't nobody do it better.
Right.
Can't nobody do it better.
Yeah.
Amen. He came down. He showed us the way.
Yeah.
He took those lashes.
Yeah.
He took that beating.
Yeah.
He cried all night long in his heart. I know he did.
Yeah.
Because he said, I love them so much.
Yeah.
He cried all night. Lord Jesus, they killing me. But I love them more. Could you have done that for your brother? Could you have taken that for your sister? Could you? Would you? Humanly speaking, me? No. I don't like pain. I'll never have a tattoo. But that's what Jesus Christ did for us. He laid down his life. Not that he had to. He didn't even have to. But he did it because him and God was in, they were in corporate anointing. They decided, what is it that I have to do to bring my people back to me?
Yeah.
We were lost.
Yes.
Some of us are still lost.
Amen.
But that's okay. You need to know this, that Jesus Christ is still there waiting on you.
Yes.
to come back home.
Yes.
Come back home.
Amen.
Come back home.
Yes.
When I say come back home, I mean come back home to the love of your life.
Yes.
To Jesus Christ, to that relationship.
Yes.
He wants that relationship.
Yes.
Now, anytime that you have that relationship, of course we're going to be around the body of believers. That's what we like to do.
Amen.
We like to hang out together.
Yeah.
But you got to have that relationship.
That's right.
With Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
With your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Yeah. Trust it. Trust it. Amen. Trust it.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to leave him there. Oh, Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. He got beat. They killed him. They buried him. And they thought he was gone. They thought he was gone. They thought that they still had power over us, mankind. But on that third day,
yes.
Jesus Christ rose. He loves you. All of us are beautifully, uniquely, and wonderfully made in his image. In his image. Carry that. Carry that. That's how much he loves us. If somebody loves you that much, why would you not want to give that love back? Give that love back. Give it back. And how we give it back? We give it back paying it forward.
Yeah.
Love on your brothers.
Yeah.
Love on your sisters.
Yeah.
Love on your enemies.
Yeah.
You love them to death. They can't do nothing but say, Lord, who is this?
Yeah.
They probably won't say Lord, but they'll say, who is this?
Yeah.
But then they will have to see the Lord in you.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
They will have to see your walk.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give God a praise just for what he has done for us. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I think about where I was.
Yeah.
I think about what I used to do. Think about how he has kept me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every day, new mercies I see.
Thank you.
Yeah. None of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. But don't you think for one moment, that you are not his?
That's right.
There is nothing any of us can do. That can be taken away or take away our salvation from the Lord.
Yeah.
So we are all kept.
Yeah.
We are all kept. Stop beating yourself up. Stop beating yourself up. Stop sitting up here saying that it's my fault. Stop it.
Amen.
Stop sitting up here saying that somebody gonna look at me saying because I'm not on top the way I used to be. Stop it. That is not what your plan was.
That's right.
Amen.
It wasn't. Stop beating yourself up.
Amen.
No matter what you do,
that's right.
You are still awesome.
Amen.
You are still awesome.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes.
Don't let nobody tell you that you're not.
Amen.
Don't let nobody tell you that you deserve anything less than what God has for you.
Amen.
You do not deserve to be talked about, ridiculed, put down. deserve any of that. And don't let nobody give it to you. Anybody speak negative, walk away. You don't need that in your life. Excuse me, that's not on your path of life. Negativity, not on my path. Go around. If they don't want to move, go around. See, that's how he give us way we can vibe and move.
That's right.
Go around. You keep positivity in your life.
Yeah.
And that's going to be able to pay it forward and giving it to somebody else's life.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody keep spending that negative stuff on you. Tell them to stop dumping on you.
Yeah.
Okay? Everybody want to come and dump on you. They want to come and bring you all their problems,
yeah,
but they don't want to hear your solution because all you're going to say is try Jesus.
Yeah.
So if they don't want to hear your solution, tell them to stop dumping. If they're not willing to take your advice, you don't have time to listen no more.
Amen.
You got to keep it moving. This is your path of life. Your path of life. Keep it moving.
Amen. That's right.
If they're not getting ready to get up there and walk down the path with you, walk, run, roll, however you want to go down the path of life. If they're not going in a positive way, they got to move. They got to leave. They got to flee from here. And that's anybody. And you tell them, I'm going to pray for you, and you keep it moving. Stop letting them dump on you. You are not the dumping ground. They want prayer. We got a prayer box. We put prayer in there for them. But you stop letting them dump on you. If they don't want to try Jesus like you know you try Jesus, they don't need to be around you. Stop it. It's absorbing your energy. It's taken away from you. It's moving you out of the will of God. He wants us to be there and encourage nobody, some everybody, but he don't want to sit up there and for us to continue to get dumped on. That's their garbage. Let them put it in their own garbage can. We got enough in our own. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Anyone who wants to be saved or wants to rededicate their life back to Christ, please come down to the altar now. Anyone who wants to be saved, wants to rededicate your life back to Christ, please come down to the altar now. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Everybody say, amen. Those that who needs it. Amen.